Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. I'm here on the ground in Christchurch with several others that are trying to provide some sort of care to our grieving brothers and sisters here in this community. A community that did not expect to have this type of chaos visited upon it, but a community that also now has connected with its broader community in the Muslim Ummah, as well as its broader community in humanity, with millions of hearts broken and people pouring out in love and support. If there's one angle that I could take to this where I could hopefully impart upon you something that that would be meaningful. Our attention spans are very short now, so we move on from tragedy to tragedy. We move on from news item to news item. We move on from victim to victim, from massacre to massacre, from attack to attack. And one of the things that we don't get a chance to do is to actually have an involved relationship with the people that we are grieving for and grieving with. And so a lot of times you see a picture pop up of a victim and you type, may Allah have mercy on you, or may Allah have mercy on him, or may Allah have mercy on her. But did you actually take the time to verbalize, to actually say that dua, to say that supplication, or was it just a matter of typing it? A lot of times you click share, you forward without even really taking a moment to get involved. I can tell you that being here, being able to actually hug people as we are helping them put their loved ones to rest, one of the things that it does is that it allows us to feel close to them. And they're cried out. They've already cried everything that they could possibly cry. But it allows us to feel like we're with our brothers and sisters. We're not just from a distance just saying, I hope you're well and may Allah grant them shahada. Trying to give them a hug, trying to smell them, trying to see them, trying to feel them, trying to hear their stories about the last thing that they did with their loved ones, the last memory that they had of them. That I remember seeing Ata or Mu'ad or whoever it is on Thursday. I remember seeing Sister Linda, or I remember Hajj Hussein when he was next to me in Jum'ah the week before, how he was always cleaning the masjid. Hearing these stories, a lot of people are trying to document these beautiful stories right now. Take the time for each and every single individual story to stare at that face for a little bit, to read that story, to read about that person, to feel a sense of closeness to that person, and then immerse yourself in dua for each individual. Don't just say, oh Allah, have mercy on them. Put yourself in dua for each one of them, as if it matters to you. This is a brother or a sister that's lost. Do not become disconnected. Disconnected from your Lord, disconnected from your brothers and sisters, disconnected from your heart, disconnected from yourself. Involve yourself in them. Immerse yourself in them. Dive deep into their stories. Connect yourself with them. And the reason why we're here is to hug them, to feel close to them. Nothing brings you closer to them than dua. Nothing that you can offer them in terms of a hug here is something that Allah cannot offer them of mercy and love and comfort from above the seven heavens. So please continue to pray for them, involve yourself with them, and develop a resolve. The blood of these martyrs is what will water the seeds of hope for us as a community to grow and to give hope to the world around us that we need to move beyond this, that these tragedies have to stop. But as these tragedies continue and as we move beyond the tragedy, we don't forget the people that were lost in the tragedy. So please keep them in your dua, keep them in your supplication. Involve yourself in them. Involve yourself with their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect their families. Have mercy on them. May Allah have mercy on those that have passed away. Grant them martyrdom. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of them in the gardens of Jannat al-Firdaus, of tranquility and the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to also not be deprived of that reward and not be deprived of the mercy that would connect us to these blessed people.